here, and that's going to shove him out to the lead. Mark Martin will drop back to third. Down to the bottom of the racetrack. Here comes Johnny Sauter. Martin from the outside pole to fourth, and he's still under attack.
Welcome back to North Sound Racing, presented by Action Auto Parts. Steve Mortland here, Tom Glitherow over there. Kind of like that song. Kind of gets you all. Kind of makes you smell a little bit different, doesn't it?
Hey, I showered before I came in. Come on.
Oh, okay. Well, it's a pleasure to have Tom Glitherow joining us tonight as Carla and Galen are out with an injury, but they'll be back. And we have got this reminder coming up after Aqua Sox baseball on Thursday night. The Alltel Pit Reporters are going to be with us. We're going to start making our way around the state of Washington. And first place we're going to go, because we think this guy is really good at what he does, and he's a good guy as well. But George Wade, the promoter down at Elma, and promotes the Traveling Sprint Car Series, joins us. How are you tonight, George?
I'm doing great, Mark. How are you doing?
Good. Tom Glitherow is here with us. Say hi to Tom.
Hey, how are you doing, Tom?
Good, George. Good to talk to you.
Tom, can you hear Tom there okay, George?
Heard him perfect.
Okay. Well, see, he made you perfect. So we are taking a trip all around the state of Washington tonight, George, talking about the first half of the season's kind of getting a mid-season report. And let's first start with you. Tell us about what's been going on at Grays Harbor Raceway, and how have you felt about the season so far?
We've had a pretty good season. I think we're kind of in the same boat as everybody else. The weather just continues to play havoc with us.
Yeah.
You know, you go from an 85-degree Saturday 2 weeks ago to a 70-degree with rain last weekend, and it's just the way it is. Yet when you live in the greatest part of the country.
Boy, it's one of the, I would not say it's a penalty, because I really don't think it is, but I know we're going to get this same common theme from racetracks all over the state tonight. But talk about, you know, when you have been able to put shows on, your crowd's been good, your car count's been okay?
Yeah, the car count has been okay. 2 weeks ago, I mean, we had 20 sprint cars and 22 modifieds. Dozen midgets and 15 or 16 hobby stocks. So
holy cow.
It's a good show. The midget class is really, you know, it's starting to really take off like Fred had planned. And and we've got, a good group of core guys there that are really dedicated to making a build. And the sprint cars, it's good.
Yeah. Anybody that's been really standing out, having kind of a breakthrough season down there at Grays Harbor this year?
Well, Henry Van Dam has just had an awesome season. He was the points leader until 2 weeks ago when he wrecked in the first lap and lost it, finished last. But, I mean, you know, or what Henry went through last year with his little accident.
Oh, yeah.
Where he fractured his neck. He's come back just as like gangbusters. And what can you say about Jamie Barnes? I mean, you know, he's won two races here out of the four he's been at. He won the second night of the AS, or the first night of the ASCS. I mean, he's just on a tear.
Yeah, he's been doing very well up in Skagit County as well with his win up at the Dirt Cup. Tom, you have a question for Mr. Wade?
Well, you mentioned the weather, and I know, George, you've operated some other facilities throughout the Northwest, most of those pavement, but maybe enlighten us a little bit about what weather does to dirt tracks and how gray your hair might be by now.
Well, it just depends. Like Saturday, the track was not a problem. I mean, it showered and it stopped and showered and it stopped, so the track was fine. What happens when it rains is when you get the track packed in, and then it rains and you lose the track. Now you have a real hard time to get the track back. And what they call losing the track is it just turns to soup. I mean, you can't get anything out there to pack it down again. You know, and then there's, of course, when it rains for a week straight. And you don't need to put 1 ounce of water on it, and you go there, you try and pack it in, and you got mud holes and stuff, but for the most part, it's not too bad. It's just, you can, it rained on Saturday from, off and on from 9 o'clock till 4:30.
Wow.
But it was just enough that it didn't hurt the track, because we usually water the track on Saturday afternoon as it is.
Mm-hmm.
And so the track was fine. I mean, it was the fastest track we had all year. I mean, it was unbelievable how fast it was.
George, let's talk about what's coming up. And you've got some pretty heavyweight nights coming up with the ASCS with their two-night Evergreen State Sprint Challenge coming up on the 18th and 19th of this month. So you're obviously getting ready for that one and the Fred Brownfield Memorial. But talk about some of the guys you got coming in for the bigger shows.
Well, the ASCS, I don't really, you know, I'm kind of up front in the name end of it, but I'm kind of behind the scenes.
Mm-hmm.
Greg Burgess from Beach Up Travel has kind of really stepped up to the plate and really done a great job organizing and making the ASCS Northwest region happen.
Mm-hmm.
I know that Brent Kading is supposed to be up for the full deal. I just talked to Jimmy Trillo. He's coming up. I don't know if he's going to race all the races. I know there's going to be some California guys that are going to catch the first three or four. And then I think that there's a big, I don't know if it's a big 410 Golden State deal in Chico or Marysville or somewhere like that.
Mm-hmm.
But I think we're gonna have a great car count. I know that Ricky Farber's coming back for this, and then we've got Roger Crockett and Jamie. You know, he's going to be tough, and you know, the good deal about this is it's a week long. Six races in 6 days, and with Skagit being closed, it gives everybody a chance to take a weekend of racing straight through.
Cool, and we can anybody looking for information can get on graysharborraceway.net for all of the events that George has lined up for this season, and I'm sure proud of what you're accomplishing down there, George. I know it's not easy.
Well, I mean, Tom's been in the same position. It's just, you know, it's something you love. I mean, and you just kind of keep trudging on and try and do the best you can, and you're going to have your critics, and you're going to have your people who think you're doing a great job, and at the end of the day, if you think you're doing a great job, that's kind of really all that matters.
Hey, what more do you need, huh?
Yeah, you just go along and roll with the punches or roll with the rain or mud or whatever you want to call it. And
I think the term you used was soup.
Well, soup on a... on a rainy day.
Yeah, okay. That works. George, I really appreciate your time tonight, and good luck with the rest of the season. We're going to see you down there at some point during the year.
Well, you've been saying that for a long time.
I know, but it's on my calendar, man.
I kind of think you were kind of one of those guys once you get to Seattle, he gets lost or something.
Oh, no.
You can't make it through Seattle?
No, I can make my way into and out of Seattle just fine, thanks.
Something about $5 gallon diesel for his motorcycle or something.
Yeah.
I don't know what his excuse is.
Yeah, it works every time. But again, George, thank you so much for giving us the update on Grays Harbor Raceway, and we'll see you down there.
Okay, thanks a lot, guys.
All right.
George, good luck.
Thank you, Tom, and I kind of like to put in a plug for Tom, too, you know, working at... where he works in at Long Acre, and they support racing a ton in the Northwest. And if it wasn't for dedicated people like that, you know, the racetracks would have a tough time, because it's not only the racetracks that they help the racers and everybody as well.
We have this on tape, so he can use it when he goes in for his pay negotiation.
I'll send you a cut for sure, George. Either that or maybe just a little bit of sunshine. You'd probably take that instead.
I'll take the sunshine any day.
There you go. All right, thanks a lot, George. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Have a good night. All right, let's make our way up north with the announcer up at Evergreen Speedway, Kelly Hale, a friend of the show since he virtually set foot. I've been putting him to work on our show. And Kelly joins us. How are you, Kelly?
I'm doing great, but I'm confused.
How so?
Well, usually you wait until the sun goes down, and I'm totally kicked back before you call me.
Well, I wanted you to be lucid because your boss is in here with us tonight. That's why I kind of moved it up a little bit. I hope you're okay.
Oh, Oh, you assume I'm lucid.
Well, that way, you probably caught the mention I made about Tom going in for a pay increase. This way, when you go into Tom's office for a pay increase,
Which, speaking of, you know, I think I did just pass my year anniversary there.
Oh, there you go. See, Tom, we can work this out right now. We got a couple minutes.
Actually, I thought we had you on early so you could go to bed early and be to work on time tomorrow, but that's...
It got cold in here real quick.
It did. I got to go.
Let's talk about, before you do, let's talk about the Super Speedway of the West. As the money part of the season is coming up with the Washington 500 coming up on the 26th. Got an announcement I want to make about that here in a few minutes. But you've been out there every night this year, Kelly. Your views on how the season has gone at Evergreen Speedway so far?
It's gone terrific. You know, there have been a lot of changes. You know, just a few weeks there before the season kicked off, we brought got a new owner in Lex Johnson, and he's come along real well, and has brought us along with him. And the season itself, you know, we've gone with the double file restarts, and the heat race is all happening after 7 o'clock, and we've really settled into a real nice pattern here. Some great racing. The effort we had out in the 5/8 just a couple weeks ago was a classic. Mm-hmm. It was definitely one for the ages. And, you know, a lot of surprises. I think that, you know, seeing Name Alang, I don't think anybody is surprised to see Name Alang up near the top of the standings, but in the dominating fashion that he's done it and the wins that he's piled up after going, trying so hard for so many years to get that first one. Not only did he come out and get that first one, but he's rattled off a few extra along with it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think some of the struggles, I shouldn't say struggles, he's been pretty consistent, John Zaretsky, but the fact that he hasn't won has shocked a lot of people and surprised a lot of people. And, you know, so there's been some surprises in there. And Jim Foti, the seasoned veteran leading the Les Schwab Tire Bomber Division, and, you know, a lot of people are excited about that, a real great guy. But Lane Sunholm now is coming on strong, and we definitely are in the money part of the season. And, you know, so we'll see. You know, NEMA's not used to being on top of the Superstock standings, and you know, he's going to get tested now the rest of the way. We got some good drivers who are going to show up for the second half, and Jason Frazier's going to be making a few more races now. So there's going to be a challenge for NEMA, and he's going to have to be at the top of his game like he has been the first half of the year.
Kelly, you mentioned the double file restarts and things like that. Is that what you kind of? I mean, you got Name Alang, who's dominated and wins, but if you look at the point standings, it's not there. Is that where John has been able to make up that ground and keep himself in that points chase? Because, like you said, he hasn't had a win all year. I'm going to guess, by his own admission, hasn't looked that strong all year. But what do you account for? Why are the points so tight?
Well, we restructured the points this year. So if you go by the bomber standings that we've run for years, that's the same structure now that we've put the Speedway Chevrolet Superstocks under. There's only one point now separating first and second place. You know, last year we used the NASCAR Wheeling All-American point structure, which two points per the number of cars. We used that last year, and you know, so the closeness isn't just a reflection of how consistent John has been, although he's not winning, and certainly he's not up to his standards. Most people would take what John is doing this year, but it certainly isn't up to John's standards that he has set for himself in the past. But with the restructured points and the heat races adding points into the mix as well, and John's consistency, that's kept him up there, along with Mike Holden as well.
It's been a very impressive season in the Super Stock Division, actually all the way down the line from top to bottom. But let's talk about the Washington 500 coming up. There's going to be some really cool announcements coming up about that. But we're going to do a little something we haven't done for a while out at Evergreen Speedway, and that's we're going to be broadcasting some of the Washington 500. We'll be starting right about 4 o'clock, and we will be on right up until Aqua Sox Baseball on the 26th. At 6:45, we'll have to go away, but I've already checked it out. We'll be able to break into the Aqua Sox game with some updates from the Washington 500, and then when the Aqua Sox are done, we're going to carry it on until the end of the Washington 500. So I'm really excited about that. It's going to be neat to be back out behind the stick up there, and we'll bring you a lot of the action and stuff coming up from the Washington 500 here on North Sound Racing. So it's going to be a busy day, my friend, isn't it?
It is, and I can tell you Evergreen Speedway is really excited about that news as well. It's a big race. It's the biggest race in Western Washington, bringing in the NASCAR Camping Camp World West Series, and it certainly deserves the type of attention that KRKO and North Sound Racing and yourself in particular are going to put forth on that day, along with the ASA Northwest Tour coming in. And our own Speedway Chevrolet Superstocks and the Les Schwab Tire Bombers, it deserves the attention. It deserves the live programming that KRKO is going to dedicate to it, without a doubt.
Cool. Well, you can hear by the music, it's time to go. We've got a lot of people, and apparently Tom needs you fairly awake tomorrow and
yeah,
on time.
I'm going to bed now.
Are you?
I'm glad to hear it.
Thank you, as always, Kelly. We really appreciate your contribution. It's always good to have you on, okay?
Kelly, great job.
All right, take care, guys.
Thank you very much. Kelly's a good man. You're lucky to have him there four and a half days a week, right?
Yeah, 3.5 days a week. You're right. What a great addition to the whole Northwest scene. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, not only is he a great job at Evergreen, but he truly has passion for motorsports.
Oh, he does.
And
that's not
easy to find. And you know, he wants his vacation. He's going to go to Idaho. He's going to go to Phoenix. He's going to go somewhere. Yeah, great addition to our scene.
Yeah, very cool. Thanks a lot to Kelly. We've got way, way more coming up after this commercial break. We're just going to see who we can get a hold of. So stick with us. We're going to be right back after these messages. This is North Sound Racing presented by Action Auto Parts on North Sound 1380.